take me home when I'm gone astray. Fed me and you cared for me. You gave me home when I'm hopeless. You gave your life. When I'm dying, you gave your life for me. I don't know why you kept loving me. Now I know how much you love me. Cause you died for me.
Let love touch your life and you will see the world. And we're here to let love touch our lives. Love is God, right? God is love. So let him touch our lives. Here we are today, Friday. Yes. What are we, the fourth day already of the month of August? Before we start going into a little bit cooler weather after August up here in Montana. So, yeah, have to be appreciating these warm days. They won't be around too much longer. We'll have them through the month of September, some of them, and then after that, winter will start setting in up in the North Country. All right. Well, anyway, you might be in the South Country. You might be in Arizona right now, enjoying that extreme heat down there and other places. But, yeah, well, it's been pretty hot up here, too. We've had 100 degrees up here. But anyway, let's go ahead. Hasn't been that hot, though. Not 110. We aren't going to see that. All right. So let's have some news as we start out the broadcast today. Tucker Carlson's hidden news interview with former Capitol Hill police chief. Well, the police chief calls that January 6th was a cover-up. That was Tucker's final interview. It was released Thursday, this past Thursday. This was his final interview before he was fired from Fox News. But anyway, the police chief said there's no way that this couldn't be a cover-up. And he said, I'm not a, you know, conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but this is just so obvious what it was. So that's what he's told Tucker Carlson. So, yeah, it's, you know, they're just putting away all these people and even now trying to blame President Trump and indict him over January 6th when he really didn't have anything at all to do with it, of course, but... Well, they're just looking for anything, it looks like. Well, a Texas boy is having a miracle, is truly having a miraculous recovery after being shot six times, including twice in the head on the 4th of July, and he's having a miraculous recovery. So praise the Lord, he will live. God's given him another opportunity. If he isn't a Christian, well, he's going to have an opportunity to become one. And Dr. Robert Malone, a lot of people know who he is. He's definitely someone who's an expert in the field. He says that the COVID jabs were a CIA operation to depopulate the world. That's right, to cull the world, to depopulate the population of the world, including the United States, of course. So, yeah, well, that's what he said at a recent speaking engagement he had. Ashley Biden confirms the infamous diary that she abandoned at a Palm Beach residence. She confirmed verbally that it is hers, according to a shocking new report by Project Veritas. So, yeah, all that is true. Her daddy did abuse her sexually and many other things that were revealed in that diary. While Hawaii Health Department instructs child therapists to hide LGBTQ identities from the parents of that state. And so they're telling the therapist not to document it if they have not told their parents. Workers are told not to put it down on paper if the child has not told their parents. You don't put it down because the parents could find out by looking at the reports of the therapy. So, interesting. Drug-resistant bacteria on the rise and one of the leading causes of death nowadays. Yeah, that's right. And one girl was swimming in North Carolina, I think it was, and she got a bacteria in her ear, an amoeba bacteria in her ear, and it killed her shortly after a terrible tragedy, but there are things that they couldn't do anything about it. No drugs, nothing. Phoenix brings in refrigerated morgue containers to prepare for the influx of heat-related deaths as temperatures are continuing to be above 110. Wow. Yeah, that's They're expecting a lot of people to die from heat exposure, evidently. I don't know, but that's what they're expecting. Canada budgeted millions for vaccine passports until 2026, memo reveals. That's right. The Canadian government is following the lead of WHO, the World Health Organization, and the European Union, who have taken steps toward digital infrastructure and healthcare. So, yeah, they're looking like what they're going to use healthcare as a control device in the future, like never before. Like they, you know, they found out it works in the COVID thing, so they're going to try to use it like never before. So I tell you, you know, I'm getting ready to, I mean, I've already been, but I mean, we need to all get ready to walk by faith more and more in your health, in the area of your health, because if you can't get to doctors or hospitals, you know, for various reasons, you don't have this particular digital, you know, ID or whatever they're saying you have to have to get health care, then you better be able to believe God for your health, right? You better be able to believe God and walk by faith. And I think that more and more you'll have to have the mark. Ultimately, in the future here, not more and more, but in the future, we're going to see that you'll have to have a certain mark and have, to even get health care. So what are you going to do then if you haven't learned to walk by faith, right? So, yeah, you won't even be able to go in to get health care unless you've got the government mark, the mark of the beast system of darkness. Yeah. Well, we see where all this is going, and it's obvious that this is a sign of the last days, and more it's going to head that way. So we should be prepared. Should be prepared for things. Over 50% of millennials and 45% of Gen Z want to focus on themselves instead of having children, one poll has found. Yeah, focus on their lives and what they want to do and all that rather than getting married and having children. They're not, maybe they will get married, but they don't want to have any children. So what does that mean? Well, you figure that out. Rand Paul refers Fauci for prosecution to the Department of Justice after email shows he lied to Congress about the COVID and COVID origins. That's right. So, well, he's wanting to be arrested and be put away behind bars. But I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, that's what Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, would like to have happen. And a whole lot of other people, too, because he lied to the people of the country. So, anyway, that's all the news I'm going to share tonight. So we're going to get into the Word of God. You got a good word for you tonight. Hopefully it will help people. I want to pray for certain people too tonight as we go to the prayer time here before we give the message that the Lord has for us tonight. So let's just open up in prayer. I want to welcome everybody who's listening today and those who will listen in the future as they listen to the broadcast later. A lot of people do that at a latter time. In fact, the majority does that. They don't listen live. I don't know why they don't listen live. Maybe it's just not convenient for the schedule, and they have other things going on Friday night. But anyway, it's nice to see that they do listen later. Hallelujah. And we bless you in the name of the Lord, those who are listening tonight live and those who will listen later. In Jesus' name, pray you be blessed and encouraged and strengthened by the Lord in your walk with him. And if you're not walking with him, that you would walk with him, that you would ask Jesus into your heart and truly get born again, repent for your sins, be washed in the blood of Jesus, and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your God, as your King of Kings and Lord of Lords over your life. Amen. So, Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for another opportunity to gather together here this evening as we share your word and share with your precious people the things that I have to share, that you put on my heart to share, and ask you to bless them, encourage them, strengthen them, lift them up spiritually, make them more strong spiritually than they've ever been, Lord, as you continue to do the work of grace in their lives. Father, I thank you for that. Lord, I pray for this young child that is having problems coughing, been coughing for a month now. Lord, we pray for healing for that child with the coughing problem. I pray for another, also for a brother who's having some serious physical problems, ongoing physical problems with his body that has seemed to just take him down. He can't do anything physically when this is going on. He just physically has to lay in bed, basically, because he can't do anything. So, Father, we pray for healing for him, and we break any curses over him in the name of Jesus tonight, and we cancel those assignments of curses over him in the name of Jesus, and pray for his healing and complete recovery as well in the name of Jesus, Lord. It's gone on too many years for him, and we pray for recovery, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you for touching them. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for touching other people who have needs physically tonight, Father, in their body, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for turning things around in their body, Father, for your glory, that they would get better and better and better. In the name of Jesus, we break the grip of the enemy over their lives. In the name of Jesus, and thank you for blessing them, going in and coming out. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask you to bless the broadcast tonight as we have this live service here going out, that people be blessed, people be encouraged tonight, people be ministered to, and Lord, that you show them some things that will help them in their walk with you and in their deliverance and going further with their deliverance in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for ministering to each and every one, Father. We just thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord, no matter what goes on in this old world. In its system of darkness, we know that you are with us. And if God be for us, who can be against us, is what the word declares over us. And Lord, we thank you for that truth, Lord. And we lay hold upon it and believe it. And we'll not let the enemy steal that truth from us. We're not going to believe the lies, but we're going to receive and accept the truth for your glory. For your glory, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Lord. All right. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's go ahead and get into the Word of God tonight. You ready? All right. I'm ready. If you're ready, praise the Lord. We're going to talk about loose yourself from evil spirit. Loosing yourself from evil spirit. Loosing yourself from evil spirit. That's what we're going to talk about. Is that all right with you? You know, there's so much that we can learn about this, and I could be teaching on this every week and still not cover everything there is, but still, hopefully you understand that this is all progressive, and sometimes you'll get things that will take you a long way. Sometimes you'll just get some revelation about things that help you, and other times it'll be, just a progressive thing that's helping you go further and further in your deliverance. Praise God. But, you know, I remember, you know, years ago, I was working with a woman at a job I had. This was before I ever met my wife, this was even before I was a Christian myself. But whom unknown to me, this particular woman, after a few times, I took her out a couple of times, and she wanted to go out, and so I did that, not being a believer, I didn't know that she'd become mentally obsessed with me. And, well, you know, I left the job, moved on, left the state, and went on with my life, and I did not even think of her ever again, until somehow she tracked me down. I didn't see her for a number of years, during which time, you know, I'd become a believer in Jesus. I got born again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that. But anyway, you know, I was a Christian, and she somehow found me, and I found out that she said she left her husband, and evidently she divorced him, and I didn't even know she had a husband. But anyway, I saw her, agreed to meet with her, and saw her, and spent the evening with her, and went out and ate something, and found out the depth of her obsession, which is demonic, you know, but I didn't know that much about deliverance. I was a pretty new Christian at the time. So I just witnessed to her, and she received Jesus as her Savior. And so I didn't share her feelings for that she had for me and that obsession and all that as a single young Christian man. So I moved on. But, you know, I had saw her later, and she'd gotten involved because she started going to church. She became a Christian and, you know, started going to church, and she got involved sexually with a Sunday school teacher at the church she'd been going to, and was in bondage now to a married man, you know, and having sex with this guy. And, I said, I wish, you know, now I wish I'd have known more about deliverance in the early days of my Christian walk, I tell you, because I could have helped that young lady. And I could have ministered some serious deliverance from these sexual obsessions if I'd have known about deliverance. But I did, so I don't know whatever happened to her, but, you know, it's likely she continued with her sexual problems that she had, these spirits that were, you know, tormenting her and causing her to end up in sexual sin and sexual obsessions and different things. So, I ask myself, you know, how many Christians today are obsessed with someone or something in their minds? You know, they have wrong desire in their lives, and a lot of times it's a lustful desire, and other times it's just a desire for something that they don't have or something they want to have, a physical thing or just a thing, you know, just the lust of this world and for the things of this world. But what's the real root of a wrong desire, folks? You know what it is? It's demons is what I believe. Demons, demons, demons. When people have wrong desires, you know, it's demons, especially if one is driven on, you know, in life or obsessed with a desire that is unscriptural. People need to learn about deliverance. They need to begin to bind the spirits and loose themselves from the control that these spirits have over them. You know, a lot of people are controlling people like a spider, you know, who get its prey stuck in its web. That's right. They have control over it, and they begin to devour it, and it has a person in its grip, and it'll feast on them at its will. Well, people who have these spirits, they want to get you in their web, so they feel they have power to devour you and power over you. And there's some very, very controlling people in this world, both in Christ and not in Christ, Christians and non-Christians both, you know. And we need to be on guard about that and recognize these spirits that are operating and bind them up and loose ourselves from them. We're not to be in control of people or be controlled by people. And we need to learn to loose ourselves from these traps of darkness and these demonically controlled people, with these people that have these inordinate desires which are rooted in control spirits, really. And I've had numerous encounters with people like this over the years, you know, being a pastor all these years. And yeah, one instance, they tried to buy me off. They offered to give me a sum of money every month if I would do what they wanted me to do in the church with so-and-so that attended our church. They wanted to have control over this individual, and they wanted me to exercise certain things, to do certain things. Nope. Please don't do that, please. Thank you. All right. So, years as a pastor, and this particular couple, they were promising. They give me money already. You know, they handed me a check for that month, and I said, no, I'm sorry. You know, I said, this is not right. I can't accept this, and I gave it back to them, okay? I gave it back to them. And so, but we need help today, folks. We need to be on guard against controlling people and people with those controlling devils and people that can be obsessed with control and obsessed with, you know, wanting to, you know, be having power over a certain person. Like this woman, you know, she was obsessed with getting me back to her, even though we'd only seen each other a few times. I mean, dated a few times back then when I was a non-Christian. Of course, we and do good things, but, you know, because I was an unbeliever. But she that's a problem. All these years, man, went by, and then suddenly she found me, and wow, Lord have mercy. You know, that's a dangerous situation. We don't need that. And I sure didn't want it as a Christian, but I thank God that I was able to lead her to the Lord. I pray that she got out of that horrible situation she had gotten into. I certainly, when I saw her that one last time, I prayed with her and asked her, you know, if she could get, you know, the Lord would deliver out of that. I didn't know, like, deliverance, you know. So I could only pray to the knowledge that I had at that time as a new Christian. Anyway, I'm going to share a little additional. You know, we shared in the last service some things about the other side of binding and loosing, and I want to share some more about that I did not share with our congregation and go further into that, because there's a lot to be learned about binding and loosing, and I think that we need to avail ourselves of the keys of the kingdom. Let's just read Matthew 16. Let's go over there and remind ourselves of what the Bible says about this. Matthew 16:19, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Well, I told our congregation, you know, that, you know, there's another side to binding and loosing, and that's you know, you can bind yourself to a wholesome, pure life. You can bind your, see, that's the other side. We think of binding and loosing, and binding the devil and demons, and loosing the angel of the Lord into battle, and loosing people from the control of devils and stuff like that. But I said, this is another side of this, of the keys of the kingdom, is loosing the blessing on us and binding ourselves to a blessing and binding ourselves to healing. And I'm going to share some of that with them. And so, you know, I've used binding and loosing and dealing with the enemy effectively for years, and it works, and it worked good. But, you know, there is more to binding and loosing. Okay, we can bind truth to us. We can bind ourselves to truth. What, you know, that we might grow in grace and truth, that we might have grace and truth in our lives. Well, what is truth? Well, truth is the Word of God. You know, that we might receive truth from above. You know, the truth is the Word of God. We've got to read the Word of God if we want truth in our life. But we can bind ourselves to God's Word by putting ourselves into the Word and reading the Word and meditating on the Word day and night, which is what we're told to do. We can bind that truth to us. We can bind ourselves to the Word. We can bind ourselves to love. God is love. And, of course, we can bind ourselves to that love of God. Excuse me. And we can bind ourselves to faith and to peace and to healing. And we can bind our mind to the mind of Christ, and so on. There are so many things that we could bind ourselves to that are good things, and things that are from heaven and that are godly for us. Okay, so Galatians 5. Let's go read another scripture, 5:16. Says here, this I say, then walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In 24 and 25 here, it says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. All right, so have you ever wondered how to walk in the Spirit and crucify the flesh and the affections and the lust that it has with it? Of course you have, if you've been a Christian any amount of time. So most of us have, you know, given up some of the obvious behavior, some of the obvious lust of the flesh, like drunkenness, hopefully, cursing, gambling, drugs, fornicating, adultery, stealing, and lying. Well, you know, often these are given up, you know, sometimes by, you know, just your human will with the help of God. But it's far more difficult to know how to go after the actual internal sources of the manifested behaviors. See? And often we see these are hiding, away in various parts of us that still stem from the old nature, like the flesh. Like Paul said, in my flesh dwells no good thing. There are things hiding there that can be a problem, see? So these things that hide, and they're hiding behind strongholds even in every crack and crevice of our minds. And we need to recognize there are hidden things in us still. These areas are undealt with. And if they remain undealt with, they continue to generate wrong desires and wrong thoughts that they plant in our minds, see? And really, we hate it when we yield to those things. Of course, we hate it when it happens and you give in to those things and you say, how can a Christian do and say and think such things? We ask ourselves, how in the world did I get into doing that? How could I have yielded to that and done such a thing? I mean, I'm a Christian. And you begin to think, well, am I really a Christian? How could a Christian really do that if you're really a Christian? And you begin to wonder, you know, have I turned away from God? I mean, I shouldn't be doing that. I'm a Christian. I shouldn't be acting that way. I shouldn't be saying this. Well, you know, this is a source of a lot of distress and pain in those who really want to be free. They long to be free of these old ways, and they fight them day after day after day, month after month after month, week after week, you know, year after year. They don't understand deliverance. They don't understand how these things are operating in their lives. But I want to, you know, share with you some inner influences here. Some inner influences that the hidden old nature has convinced us to keep and to accept and to fortify strongholds around them. They're going to have to be exposed and understood so we can loose ourselves from them. Okay? We can loose ourselves from these things. And one of them is a pretty simple thing, but you know, it's nevertheless a problem with many Christians' lives today, and that is wrong attitudes. A lot of believers have a lot of wrong attitudes today. In fact, we've spent our whole lives before Christ and sometimes after Christ acquiring attitudes. And some are very bad and very destructive to us and others, and some may be good attitudes, but then there's some very bad attitudes. And the only right attitude, I think, really come from the fruit of the Spirit, you know, and the spiritual fruit that He produces in our lives. The Holy Spirit produces these fruits in our lives. And you know what the fruit of the Spirit are, of course, the fruit of the Spirit is, but Galatians 5:22, right? You remember that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Okay? So these are the fruit of the Spirit. So to live from right attitudes, we begin by binding our mind to the mind of Christ and loosing ourselves from all wrong attitudes and the strongholds that are keeping them there. Okay? So what are some examples of wrong attitude? Well, you have an attitude of jealousy, controlling jealousy, an attitude of unforgiveness, a self-centered attitude, and negativity, just always negative. And, you know, basically, I talked to one guy this week. He's so negative that he's just cursing over every little thing that, you know, and he was trying to explain something to me and how it works, and, you know, because I needed some help fixing something. And boy, he just couldn't help but just use all manner of profanity. And he was standing there in front of two women telling me about this stuff. And it didn't affect him. His mouth was just as foul as ever. You know, there used to be a time when people didn't, I realize women cuss and use bad language too, but I've heard them. But there was a time when men would respect it when they were in the presence of women and not use all manner of foul words that are most foul, the kind you use out in the, you know, the some garage or out there on the ball field or something. I don't know. But anyway, that, you know, his foul mouth, man. And he didn't care who was around and who heard, you know, his awful mouth. And he, you know, was talking to Google and saying how she doesn't like his language. So she just says Google told him not to talk that way or something. I don't remember what he said about that. But yeah, he cusses to Google when he asks Google questions, you know, and Google gives him answers. But anyway, man, what a mercy, you know. So some people have an attitude of such negativity that it just foulness comes out of their mouth all the time. And some people have an attitude of meanness or fearfulness. They're just fearful all the time. And that attitude is just taking over their life, an attitude of fearfulness. And or maybe they've got an attitude of perfectionist, that they don't want everything just perfect and try to get everything just right in their fantasy world of, you know, everything needs to be like they want it to be. And I know a lot of people have created the fantasy world, and anytime anybody tries to mess with their fantasy world, they can't cope with that, because it goes against their reality of their fantasy, and it's not a reality, obviously, but it's a what they want to be the reality in their life, which is really, it just doesn't work, okay? To have that kind of fantasy and try to create that in your life, it's not going to work, you know, because it's going to be shattered. Ultimately, it's going to be shattered. In fact, it'll be shattered over and over, and you won't be able to cope with life if you have to live in that kind of a fantasy and have to have everything go just right for you. Because life is not just right. The Bible says in this world we will have tribulation, and there is a devil in this world. We will be attacked by the enemy, and we need to be ready for battle and not let these fantasies have a dominant force in our life. But some people do have that attitude of fantasy. Some people have a bitter attitude. Some people have an angry attitude. And some people are very impatient. They're impatient in this, impatient in that. And that they have an attitude of impatience. But anyway, begin by loosing all these wrong attitudes from you and the strongholds that they hide behind in your life, and bind these demons up in these strongholds, these areas of your life, and tell them to come out in Jesus' name. And then you begin to see the individual wrong attitude become uncloaked and exposed to be loosed from you. And by loosing yourself from all of these, the individual ones, you know, raise up their ugly heads and start manifesting, and you begin to get them out. You command them to go in the name of Jesus. So wrong attitudes, definitely, and wrong patterns of thinking. Here's another one, wrong patterns of thinking. You know, when you form a pattern or a certain mold, a way of thinking in your life, the product always comes out the same. See, when mindsets, you know, mindsets or patterns of thinking are formed and locked into place, thoughts will come out rigidly formed the same way every time, because you've allowed a habit pattern. Of a mind pattern, a mindset in the mind to take place, a mind pattern, I guess we should call it. And see, some people are so sensitive, they're offended by nearly everybody. And it doesn't take anything for them to get offended. And just a conversation with somebody, even about the weather, they get offended. And this person has a mindset that whatever is being said to them is a put down or an attack of some kind. And so they're living on the defensive all the time. A lot of people live on the defensive all the time because they think everybody's out to get them and everybody's, you know, want to do them harm or in some manner, some form. And when everybody's out to put them down and to confront them and doesn't like them, That's because some people are so sensitive, they get offended, you know, by nearly, you know, like I said, everybody. So why is this? I mean, they feel like everything's a put down or attack. I mean, some people have been abused is why, and badly mistreated in life, and their patterns of thinking, you know, receives and molds all input from other people as attacks and abuse of some sort, right? So here they are suffering needlessly. and demonic strongholds protect these patterns of thinking, giving the enemy access, of course, to twist and distort them even more. And so everything has to pass through these demons ultimately as a person becomes entrenched with these wrong patterns of thinking. Everything that comes from the outside has to pass through those demons, and the demons distort things. And people see things in a distorted way. And so you see that this is why so many people have so many problems today, because of the demonic distortions, because of the demons that are in the person still distorting everything and twisting things, even though the person who may have said those things had no idea that they were saying anything like that and had no intention of saying anything to hurt an individual or abuse or attack them in any way, shape, or form. But again, when the spirits, you know, everything has to pass through spirits in this person because there's stronghold to these spirits there, then things are twisted and distorted even more. See? And so if a person had been hurt, abused, or mistreated by a certain race, then, you know, then a mold could have been formed and all members of that race caused the same reaction, even if they're the most kindest and gentlest and loving member of that race. So there's fear or there's mistrust toward those particular races that have hurt them, or there's hatred for them or anger or racism, you know, or anyone who's been told repeatedly they're ugly, they're stupid, they're dumb, they're worthless, or they're a failure. They've developed patterns of wrong thinking, and the demons embed themselves in a person's mind. And everything will ultimately have to pass through those demons, and those demons will interpret the actions of other people to a person, thus causing really serious relational problems with anybody. And these wrong patterns of thinking. So this is not a healthy position to be in, and yet we see many people like that. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You need to bind your mind to the mind of Christ and to the Word of God, and regularly put the Word of God in your mind so you have the Word to bind it to, and bind truth into your mind and loose all these distortions and patterns that are not godly. Loose yourself from these distortions. Loose your mind from these distortions and these wrong interpretations, the interpretations by demonic spirits that are polluting the way you see people and see things. If you have that issue, or any amount of that issue, some people don't have a lot of it. Some people have a lot of it. Some people just have a dab of it. A little dab would do you, though. It'll do you in. So don't let any of it remain. Cast it out in Jesus' name and loose yourself from its control over your mind. And bind yourself to the truth, the Word of God. And loose all those distortions and patterns that attack the mind and control your mind. See, it's difficult for the Holy Spirit to renew a mind that's filled with strongholds built around mindsets and old patterns of thinking that are demonic, see, which a lot of people have today in the churches. And that are members of the church, the body of Christ. And, of course, these are fruits of a demonic stronghold. Well, why are these mindsets and old patterns of thinking there in the first place? Well, why is your belief system or your way of thinking, why is that your way of thinking, and why do you defend it? If you have no sound scriptural basis for it, why are you defending it? You know, people defend things, but they have no scriptural basis for defending certain patterns of life and patterns of thinking and ways of acting and reacting. The demons, if they can get you to react to everything on the level of what they want you to react and on the way of reacting the way they want you to react and then act on the way they want you to act, then they've got control of your life to some degree. Okay? And so, yes, if you defend this, then probably it's demonic in nature. And see, some Christians are almost fully controlled by spirits. And I hate to say that, but, you know, their soul is under the control, not their spirit, because Jesus lived there. They're still born again, but their soul, the mind, will, and emotion, of which the flesh is a part, are almost fully controlled by evil spirits. You know, I remember when I was working a job many years ago, I went into a house and was working in that house, taking care of, doing service for this woman that was living there. And I don't know if she's married. I don't know. But anyway, I don't think she was. But anyway, every room in this woman's house, and I went into every room in the house, basically, and every room had a Bible on the laying somewhere on something with a shot glass full of whiskey next to it. And so as I talked with this woman, I saw that this woman was very, very tormented woman. And I did not know that much, again, about deliverance, because that was before I was pastoring. And so I didn't know that much about deliverance at the time. But I could see that she was very tormented. And obviously, if she has a shot of whiskey and a Bible, an open Bible, too. It wasn't just the Bible. It was open to certain scriptures and a shot of whiskey and a whiskey shot glass next to it. She was tormented. But, you know, how many people are like this, living a daily life of torment? I mean, I talk to people out in public. Obviously, this man that I was talking to that was telling me how to do something, he was a tormented man. You know, he gets so frustrated, you know, came out in his whole conversation. And did he have any patience? And this defiled language would come out. And it just, man. So I say, well, how many are like that? I've met so many living a daily life of torment, troublesome life, a troubled life, bothered by demons, troubled by demons. They're just trying to cope with life. And listen, folks, it's more rampant and prevalent than you might realize, really. It's very prevalent. Like it says in 2 Timothy, you remember the scripture? Let's just quickly read it then. 2 Timothy 2:26. It says, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. See, there are people who are taken captive by the devil at the devil's will. When the devil wants to take them captive, they take them captive. In other words, they're so subject to being taken captive so easily, because there are so many demons attached to them, that they're taken captive by the enemy at the will of the enemy. And they're just trying to cope with life. How they're bothered by demons, and they think this is just life for them. I'm sorry, there's life beyond demons. Okay, there's life beyond being controlled all the time by devils, definitely. But people don't know that, because they don't understand what's going on a lot of times in their lives, and they just think, well, this is the way it is. No. Somebody has sold this person a big lie. They've been told a lie. I remember I read about this Christian young man who converted, new convert. Excuse me. And he would be taken over by spirits. And when he would, he would sing songs that the Catholic priest chants. And his family, they had no idea where in the world he could have heard these songs, because his family had been believers since this young man had been a small boy. And this young man had grown up now, and he finally converted to Christ and became a Christian himself. And yet the demons knew the chants, and they knew they had, you know, that the family and this boy had no power against the demons, and would sing these chants for hours and hours at a time, just coming out of his mouth. These Catholic chants that Catholic priests would chant, which is not something godly, of course. And where do you think these chants came from? So, because the demons were doing it. If it was something godly, you think the demons would be doing that for hours and hours on end. He would also see all sorts of what he called, the boy, the young man, called black, ugly animals around him. And yet he claimed to be a Christian, and he saw these black, ugly animals, which we know would be demons, because I've seen myself, my eyes have been opened a number of times, and I've seen them as black, demonic-looking entities. They look kind of like an animal, some of them. And I've seen them attached to people, and I've seen them scurrying around the room and out of the room sometimes during deliverance. And I've seen them when we commanded them in cleaning up a house. We've seen them scurry across the floors of the house and out of the house. Yeah, so, yeah, I can see that that's probably demons. But we look at that and we say, how many today are troubled by spirit continuously in their lives? So many. So many. And you know, you just don't live with a person. I mean, you may see them at work, but you don't live with them. You don't know what they're going through unless they tell you something or you see it manifesting. You may work with people that have loads of devils that are tormented, you know, all night long, every night. I mean, that barely get any sleep. Some people don't sleep, and they're tormented by spirits at night. They worry. They're stressed out. They're in anxiety about everything and this, that, the other. So they may have an obsession, like that woman I told you about. Some people see the future, or they have premonitions of things that are going to happen. Usually the ones that I've dealt with that I knew they were demonic, they were not the gift of prophecy. They're usually of bad things happening, of death and sickness and something bad happening. I've had several in our churches over the years who defended this premonition thing, defiantly defended it, in fact. That it was a gift from God, and these premonitions are usually of death, and you know, people having terrible accidents, this, that, or that, the other happening to them. But I'm telling you, it wasn't God. I try to tell them you need deliverance from this, and that it was a result of some occult somewhere back in the past family line of this person. It might have even been them. It might have been or it might have been their ancestry. See, who had that. These premonitions, and they had occult activity somewhere in the generational, it was a familiar spirit in the family line. This demonic gift was trying to masquerade as God, and of course it still does try to do that, and people, you know, try to manifest gifts that are not really the gift of the Holy Spirit, but they're a gift of an evil spirit. And that happens in churches all the time, okay? And I'm not saying constantly, but it does happen, you know, in churches on a regular basis, unless the pastor is wise to that and nails it and confronts it, right? So to change our minds, our mind's ways, and the process to deliverance, or the road to deliverance, this will help you, okay? I mean, here's how these wrong patterns are layered into your mind or into a person's mind. Might not be your mind, but some different people's minds who have this. Okay, you may not have this, you know, but there are many people who do. And I got to tell you, you know somebody who does, whether you're aware of this going on in their life or not. But something traumatic happens in their life, which led them to develop a wrong pattern of thinking, which helps a person justify a wrong behavior, which causes the person to erect a stronghold to protect their right to do so, which perpetuates their pain by keeping the trauma locked in and God locked out, because demons have set up something to try to lock God out in those areas of a person's life. And right, demons control that area of the mind. You know, there are many, many areas of a person's mind where a demon can lodge in and set up a household. They call it their house. Remember, the Bible says, this is my house. And if they get cast out, they'll try to return to their house, finding it all swept clean and wanting to get back in there. Okay? But you can begin, if you have that, by loosening each layer. Okay? Loosening each layer. you first stabilize your mind. Okay, that's important, to first stabilize your mind by binding the mind of Christ to your mind. And binding truth, binding peace, binding healing, emotional healing, mental healing to your mind. And then you reverse the layering process by loosing the stronghold, loosing the wrong behavior, and loosing the wrong patterns of thinking to get to the actual root so God can deliver you and heal you. Remember, binding and loosing is a dual action, and they can work together. Okay? Even though you can use them separately, they can work together. And God put them together in the scripture, right? Whatever you bind on earth should be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth should be loosed in heaven. Okay? So we see wrong patterns of thinking. Next one, wrong ideas. Your ideas are the representation of your thought life on a given subject and your thoughts on a given subject. So the closest word in the KJV is thought and imagination. So wrong ideas can be strongholds, okay? Wrong ideas can become a stronghold in your life. And see, people have wrong ideas. And I would dare say that all of us have a wrong idea that still needs to be confronted and dealt with. And we need to change our thinking on that wrong idea and get it in alignment with God and with His Word. And we all have some change that needs to take place there. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, we'll go over there and read that. And I'll remind you of this, even though we know this scripture, that we should anyway. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, see, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought, see, to the obedience of Christ. And where does this all happen? It happens in the mind. See, this is where the enemy builds his strongholds. He can't get in your spirit. Remember, you know that. So he's building his stuff in the mind. This is where we do this battle. In the mind, and the weapons of warfare are not carnal. You know, the carnal mind wants to have a dominant place in our lives, and we don't want a carnal mind. We want to live from a spiritual mind. That's where the wisdom of God comes from, the spiritual mind, the mind of Christ. So we bring those thoughts into captivity, okay? We bring those thoughts in that mind into captivity by loosing wrong ideas. We're shattering, smashing, and dissolving evil imagination. And that's what needs to take place, because we have these imaginations, these evil imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of Christ. And we can shatter these things by loosing ourselves from these wrong ideas. Okay? And we need to be doing that actively, because we all have some. We all have some wrong imaginations, some wrong theories and thoughts, and you know, proud and lofty high ideas that set themselves up in opposition to God's truth. See, every high thing, see, every lofty high thing that sets themselves in to oppose the truths of God's word, see, and the truth that He wants to impart to us and build into our lives, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, see, we got to get rid of these wrong ideas. And next one is wrong desires. People have wrong desires. The desire is to long for or intensely crave possession of something or someone. Okay? And so, like I shared that earlier about this person had a wrong desire, craving possession of someone which she could not have. But see, the devil, you know, they didn't care whether she could have them or not. They controlled her mind for all those years between the time that she had gone out of that life until she found me at that point later. But anyway, gotta be on guard. Okay? Gotta be on guard against having these things. You know, a wrong desire can be covetousness. It can be obsession. It can be competition. It can be self-gratification or self-indulgence. Some people are very, you know, strongly desiring self-gratification in their life, and they can have sexual self-gratification by, you know, masturbation, they think, and They're controlled by that. Some people are, and that's a wrong desire. Okay? And wrong desires can also come from a unmet need that has been in a person's life since childhood. Like, for instance, at Christmas time, you know, a lot of wrong desires surface, and our people are frustrated because no one can meet those wrong desires. No one can bring that fantasy Christmas to life for them, or those things that they might have thought they had when they were a child. Can't bring those things to life because they're just they're fantasies. They're incorrect. They're wrong desires, and so the person is frustrated. And a lot of people want to commit suicide at Christmas time of the year, and a lot of people do commit suicide. So you need to loose yourself from this stuff. You know, loose it. Remember, loose yourself. Bind those spirits up and loose yourself from them. Because they're the root of a lot of grief in this society, in this world, and they're the root of a lot of sin, too, okay, including sexual sin and including substance abuse, right, and alcoholism and stealing and marriage giving and marriage breaking and giving and marriage and, you know, breaking marriage, right, divorce, loose yourself from them. Loose yourself from these wrong desires. Loose yourself from these obsessions and these fantasies. And then, of course, we have wrong beliefs. A belief is the mental acceptance of something that appears to be deserving of confidence and trust. That's what a belief is. And Christians, you know, right beliefs, you know, they strengthen you and fortify your faith. The right beliefs, the biblical beliefs, but many Christians have wrong beliefs that distort biblical truths and distort their faith and cause them not to be able to receive the good things of God that God wants to give them because they're distortions. They're incorrect. Demonic distortions of things. Sustained faith in a wrong belief, such as a Christian can't have a demon, that's a wrong belief, isn't it? Well, that can cause the erecting of a stronghold, which will effectively block the receiving of God's truth. See, so when a person said, hey, you know, you need deliverance. You've got this thing tormenting you, and you reject it. You reject truth because you had sustained faith in a wrong belief that a Christian can't have a demon. Well, how many Christians believe that today? How many Christians believe that? Well, lots of them do, and therefore they keep their demons, and the demons love it when they believe that way. Because they get to keep their house and they're not challenged and they know they're not going to have to come out. They'll live with the person until the day they die and go be with Jesus unless that person begins to get deliverance and begins to change their belief because they have a wrong belief. And the devils love wrong beliefs because he'll keep people controlled all their life by wrong beliefs, see? So we need to loose wrong beliefs and enlarge our capacity to receive the truth. And through that truth, that will set us free. It is through truth that, and believing the truth and embracing the truth, you shall know the truth that will set you free. So bind yourself to the truth, right? And then loose wrong beliefs. Loose yourself from wrong beliefs, right? And then we got wrong behaviors and wrong habits. And a behavior is anything one does involving actions and response to stimulation. A habit is an acquired mode of behavior repeated so often that it's fixed. I mean, it's a fixed thing. It's involuntary and sometimes compulsive. And a lot of people have wrong behaviors that are habits. They have wrong habit patterns that control their lives. So they get in stress, and that's a habit pattern. They start reacting to situations and circumstances, and they get in stress and anxiety, and it stimulates a response of wrong decisions and wrong behaviors. Or it's internal pain, emotional pain and trauma. It can also stimulate a response of wrong behavior and guilt. The person feels guilty all the time about it. Everything's their fault. They're doing everything wrong, and it's all their fault. It can stimulate a wrong behavior, and such as overeating. watching too much TV or alcohol drinking or smoking weed or drugs or something. I mean, these negative responses, wrong behavior of anger, it can be hate, it can be cruelty, it can be sarcasm, it can be meanness, see, mockery. These all can become a habitual form of behavior, and these are all demons. So loose wrong behavior. Loose yourself from these spirits. Bind them up. Loose yourself from them and these habits, and then loose the power of their effects upon you from yourself. Okay? You don't want to carry the power of the effects of these things all your life, because wrong behaviors or personality quirks, as some would call them, are usually demons embedded within the personality. And they have to be uncovered, discovered, and cast out. That's right. Uncovered, discovered, and cast out. And they operate best when they're undiscovered, of course. Yeah, they don't want to be discovered in a lot of cases. And, you know, they have you thinking that that's just you. That's just the way you are. And that's just, you know, you've been this way a long time, and that's just the way you are. You're always going to be that way. But no, that's not just the way you are. You need to check the source of your information. You need to check where that information is coming from. You need to check the source of your justification of yourself. Where did you get that information from anyway? Where is it coming from? Because things don't just come from nowhere in your mind. They come from a source. It's probably a lie, because demons lie. They lie to you day in, day out, anytime they can. They get you to believe things that are not accurate. That's why you need to bind yourself to the truth. Habits are often nothing more than demon strongholds. Habitual masturbation, habitual smoking, drinking, musing, certain music, contaminating yourself with certain things, obsession, depressions, moodiness, on and on and on. You need to examine your habituals, because you may find out it's most likely that it is demonic rituals and habituals. So you need to bind these spirits up and loose yourself from them in Jesus' name. Okay, because listen, these are not happening for no reason. They're happening for a reason, saints. And you're not in these bondages, and you may not see it as a bondage. You may just see it the way you are, and it's just a habit pattern of life for yourself. And you may not see it for what it is, because they hide themselves. They're very good at hiding themselves. Demons are, you know, they're pretty experts, you know. I mean, they have expertise, in other words, in doing what they do. They have had a lot of experience with the human race, 6,000 years of experience. So they kind of know, you know, how to do these things and get away with it, and to fool people and fool them so much that they can control their actions to some strong degree in many ways, see? So listen, remember the scripture, whatsoever you bind or loose, you know, that whatsoever is a big word. And there may be a lot wrong with us, but whatsoever covers it all. Might have a lot of demons still, but whatsoever covers it all, saints. So, listen, I encourage you to use the keys of the kingdom in both ways, binding the enemy, you know, loosing the angels of God to your defense and to work on your behalf. Yeah, and loose until it changes you. So we want to loose ourselves from wrong attitudes. Think of some of your wrong attitudes you need to loose yourself from wrong patterns of thinking, number two, number three, wrong ideas, number four, wrong desire, number five, any beliefs, wrong beliefs, and number six, wrong behaviors and habits, and of course, the root of so much of these all, remember, is demons, that you need to loose yourself from the demonic roots. And all of this baloney that we have in our lives and get free from this. But we also need to learn, as I was telling, you know, our church, the other side of binding and loosing is, you know, to bind ourselves to healing, bind ourselves to deliverance, bind ourselves to freedom. Yeah. I mean, we got to bind ourselves to truth. bind ourselves to health. The world is, it's an awful mess, see? And we need to recognize that we need all the help we can get from heaven. We bind our will to the will of God, see? And so that we don't fall for the falling away when the enemy tries to make people fall away in these latter days. See, there's a, like I told them, the word bind means to gashar, and it means to tie, to gird, to combine, to compact, to join together, to knit. We need to bind ourselves to Jesus. Bind our thoughts to Jesus and to the will of God, to the direction of God. See, and bind your days and nights, your whole life to the will of God. In other words, you could be daily binding yourself to something of God and his nature. That these things will help you line up with the will of God for your life and the plan of God. Bind yourself to the plan of God. Bind yourself to the purposes of God. Bind yourself to the blood of Jesus. Right? Yeah, the blood of Jesus, if we don't bind, I mean, remember the Bible says, if you don't eat my body and drink my blood, so you bind yourself to the body of Christ. You bind yourself to the mind of Christ. Bind yourself to the blood of Christ. Bind yourself to the stripes of Jesus, because by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. See, we bind ourselves to peace that passes understanding, because a lot of Christians don't have a lot of peace in the days that we're living in today. A lot of Christians are freaking out. They're freaked out about money. They're freaked out about job situations. They're freaked out about their family and their marriages. I mean, there's so many areas that people, they're just not at peace. Listen, we got to remember that the Lord's got it all in his hands. Listen, he is going to take care of you. You think that the end of the world is catching him by surprise? You think that Satan's actions are catching God by surprise? You think that his attacks on the United States of America are catching him by surprise? God has a plan, and he's going to take care of you because you belong to him. You got to recognize who you are and what you are. You're a child of God. You're a king and a priest, a joint heir with Christ. Whatever Jesus has is yours. You think he's forgotten you? Sometimes the Lord will just do a little thing. I remember I was running some wires one time, and I didn't know. I took the thing apart. I didn't pay any attention to where all the wires went, and there were like eight wires, I think. And I said, Lord, I don't remember how these wires go, okay? And so I'm just going to just put them back together, and I'm going to just ask you to guide my hands and make it work. When I get the wires all back together and put on all the respective places and all the different places that they went, all look the same. So I just said, all right, Lord, and I depended on him. And you know what? It worked perfectly after I got them all back on. The Lord did that, see? The Lord did that. He cares. He shows in little ways sometimes, and maybe that's nothing to you, but it was something to me. And maybe what happened to you was nothing to me, but it was something to you. And if he did something for you, hey, even if it be very small, and you recognize it was him, and you realize that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that was God. And it couldn't have happened without him doing that. See, you realize he's taking care of you. That's why the Bible says to put yourself in remembrance of the things that the Lord has done. Put yourself in remembrance of what good God has done in your body, in your life, in your years, all the years that you've had on planet Earth, the things that he's done for you since you've been a Christian. Remember that, and it'll help you to move forward in the time that we're living in right now. But, the Bible says the last days are perilous times, but you think that caught God by surprise? He's the one who told us it was going to be that way. No. The Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You think he's going to do that? You think he's going to leave you and to the devil to just be, the devil's whooping post? And it just, no. Not if you believe the word. Not if you believe God. Not if you call his word and live according to the truth instead of according to a lie. He's like, you're binding yourself to the truth, and you're loosing yourself from the lie. We ought to be loosing ourselves from the lie all the time, because this world is built on a lie. This whole world system of darkness is built on lies, right? We bind ourselves to revelation knowledge, to get revelation from the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Yeah, we need to bind ourselves to revelation knowledge so that God can open up the eyes of our understanding. And we have ears to hear, bind our ears to truth, to hearing, hearing God. He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. See, he that has eyes to see, he'll bind our eyes to seeing. You know, the things of God that he wants us to see in this time and this season we're living in, so that you can be prepared for these latter days and the things that are, you know, rightly, I mean, right away coming upon the earth. I mean, here we already see things like we've never seen in this country before. We already see things happening like we've never seen happen before. And are you ready for that? You know, bind yourself to Christ. Bind yourself to the Holy Spirit. I mean, we know that he will see us through whatever happens in these dark days ahead. Okay? And bind yourself to more than enough. You know, Jesus says, he provides for us. And he's give us more than enough. He comes to give us abundant life. Abundant life is, you know, not just life, but it's more than just life. It's an abundant life. Bind yourself to that abundant life. Bind yourself to the scripture. You find a scripture, you meditate on that scripture, you bind yourself to that scripture, and you loose that scripture to be active in your life. See? So these are the positive aspects of binding and loosing. See, these are the keys of the kingdom. They're not just for binding the devil, even though they are for that purpose. Surely they're for binding demons and binding fallen angels and the devil. They're for doing that and loosing the angels of the Lord into battle against him. They're for that, of course, but they're also for positive things, for your life and your spiritual growth, for your spiritual maturity. That's right. Amen. We can do that. And remember, we should have the devil under our feet and tread on serpents and scorpions. The Bible says, you shall tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Remember that? Luke chapter 10. So are you treading on Satan? Is he treading on you today? Have you recognized the position that you're in concerning the enemy? Has he got you under his feet, or do you have him under your feet? I think some people need to trade places, right? Because the enemy's just been whooping and walking all over you for too many years. And by the keys of the kingdom, you can turn that around in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit and using the name of Jesus by binding and loosing. You could turn that around and things can change very, very dramatically. And Satan doesn't want you to walk in that kind of knowledge, see, but you can bind yourself to knowledge, revelation, and begin to walk in this revelation knowledge, see. That's right. That's right. Begin to bind yourself to these realities and let those realities come to pass in your life and let them become your reality, see, instead of these other realities, these negative realities that have dominated a person's life for so many years, see, that it's like you can't see any light at the end of the tunnel because it's been so bad. Okay? And a lot of people as Christians, they live like that, and it's just overwhelming to them because, man, it seems like there's not much hope, see? Not much hope for people like that to live in that kind of situation where they can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. They just see the tunnel and the dark stuff going on, and doesn't look like anything getting any better. And my, what are we going to do, you know? It just seems like a hopeless situation. But I'm telling you, in Christ Jesus, it's not a hopeless situation, my friend. It's never a hopeless situation in Christ. I mean, if you're in Christ and he's got this whole world in his hand, I mean, you know, the devil doesn't own the earth. He's just the god of this world system. He doesn't own the earth. And so we need to recognize that his position is not one such as God's. You know, he's not the creator. He doesn't have the position that Jesus has. He doesn't have the position that God the Father has. He's just a created being. And he's one that's been stripped of his authority, even though he surely walks around and, you know, walks in a measure of authority, because how many know that it only works on believers, you know, that they can enforce the authority of stripping him, that he was stripped on the cross 2,000 years ago. Jesus went down and made a public show of him openly, stripping him of his power. But listen, if you're an unbeliever, he's got power over you, right? And as a believer, if you're giving him permission, he has power over you. So if you give place to the devil, he has power over you. If you don't give place, then he doesn't have power over you. See, that's the problem, see? The devil gets them to give place to him and makes them think that he has power. See, he bases the system on lies because he's a liar. So if he can lie to you enough to make you think that he has authority over you and can control you, then you believe that, you buy into that, then you let him in. See? But if you take your authority over him and you know your God-given authority, say, no, devil, you're not coming in here. You're not coming in here. No, in Jesus' name, no, you're not. I rebuke you. And you stand against him and you bind him up and you loose yourself from him. Amen? Amen. See, this, I tell you, these people are tormented, you know, when they let the devil psych them out and lie to them. Remember, the system of darkness is based on lies because the devil has been defeated on the cross. But see, unless we enforce the defeat on him, he will enforce his control over you. That's right. That's right. I tell you, I remember one witch or Satanist, she used to call me for deliverance, and I didn't catch on right away what was going on, just because she wanted the demons to be stirred up, because she enjoyed them manifesting and throwing her around the room when I commanded them to come out. And she liked that. She liked that. She was in so much bondage to them. You know, there are women that like to be abused. I remember helping this one woman that she's just all black and blue and messed up from being abused, but she went right back to it, and she wouldn't, you know, because she was in bondage to that. She went right back to that abuse because, you know, that she had the spirit in her, that abused spirit, and so she thought she liked being abused. She thought that, I mean, in a sense, she liked being abused because that was what was in her. Those were the spirits of abuse in there, and they got off by seeing her be abused, and they exercised themselves by her being abused, and she would get beat up, black and blue, messed up, beat, banged up, and the more rough it was, the more she was addicted to it and attracted to that. And so I could have helped her. How do you help somebody who wants to keep going back to that? You can't help them if they don't want it, they don't really want to help, you know, to be helped. That's the problem with deliverance. With a lot of people, they say they want help, but then when it really comes down to it, they really don't want help, you know, because they keep going back to the same things over and over. So do they really want help? You know, they may want some temporal relief, but they really don't want to change. They don't really want to get rid of those that family of demons that have been going on in their life for so long. Right. So, yeah, realize that some people are in that condition, and it's not like you could do too much for them. That's right. I remember, you know, some people were so desperate for deliverance. I mean, we've had them come from all different states, even from Hawaii, you know, from all over the country coming for deliverance. I mean, one, remember when we were pastoring in Wyoming, held a conference there, they drove all the way from New York City for deliverance. You know, I mean, you know, if you really want to get deliverance, it's there for you, but you've got to be determined that you're going to get out of agreement with whatever this thing is. It's been a dominant thing in your life, see? Yeah, so this woman wanted to be beat up by the demons, and so she'd call. I'd start casting the demons out. I'd hear all these noises, and they'd be throwing her around, and oh, she just loved that. See, she was addicted to the spirits manifesting. And so I quit working with her, you know, because she didn't really want help. She just wanted the spirit to manifest all around the room and abuse her. That's a different woman than the one that I was talking about that just wanted to be abused by men. She was addicted to being abused by men. And that was, you know, that was what the spirits in her caused her to have happen to her. And really, I couldn't help somebody that, you know, didn't really want help. And that's sad. And I've seen that so many times that people, you know, they say they want help, but when it really comes down to it, they don't really want help. They just want a temporal relief from something. And so that's not good enough, folks. We got to get really free. We got to get really free, and we got to put those habit patterns behind us, those ways of acting and reacting. We got to put that behind us and permanently reject them and loose ourselves from that way of living, because it's not God's way, and it's not, you know, what the Bible teaches. It's demonic in nature. And anything that's demonic in nature, well, we don't want it. Right? We got to get free of it. We don't want it. Okay? Oh, yeah. I tell you, there's so many in bondage in the body of Christ today that need this. They need this. They need to hear these things. But, you know, they're not listening tonight. They're not here. I'm sorry to say that they're not. But I wish they were, because there is freedom for so many, and yet they don't know about the freedom that's available, and yet they continue. So they continue in their bondages, and that's sad. You know, I wouldn't have known either. You know, so many Christians don't know because they never come in contact with a deliverance minister. They never come into contact with it. But, you know, thank God that film came out that exposed a lot of people to deliverance that had never had it. But will they continue with it? I don't know. I hope so. I hope they'll continue to get free and get set free from the bondages and to pursue it. If you don't pursue it, you won't get it. That's for sure. You got to pursue it. All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to stop here because I've run out of time for the message. I want to do some deliverance tonight before we say goodbye for the evening until next time. But we do want to do a little bit of deliverance here tonight and help people get rid of some stuff that we've talked about here today. So may the Lord bless you with this message tonight. So remember, whatever you bind will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose should be loosed in heaven. And so that, remember the whatsoever, big word. It covers everything. Okay? So Father, we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Thank you for the people listening. Bless them with this word that we have here tonight. Encourage them with it, and Lord, show them things that they may have needed to see tonight. Lord, I thank you that they've seen what they needed to see, and if you want to reveal more, you'll do it, Lord. And I thank you for that, and if they have ears to hear, they'll hear it, and eyes to see, they'll see it, Father, and it'll bless them and free them up even more in their walk and draw them in closer to you. And we thank you for that today in Jesus' name. Thank you for liberation for your people, Lord, and blessing them and encouraging them and strengthening them. And Lord, we ask you to bless the time of deliverance tonight and free people up from the things that have bound them. And we thank you for their deliverance tonight in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes and we'll do some deliverance.
Look up, look up, look up at what's before you and don't stop. Go on, move on, determine not to give in and be strong. Believe me, for my promises of all possible reality, is the best. Don't settle for the way it's been. Get ready for what's coming in. Do all you can. Make sure you'll pass the test. Look up. Look up. Look up once before you and don't stop. Go on. look up, look up, look up what's before you and don't stop. Go on, move on, determined not to give in and be strong. Look up, look up, look up at what's before you and don't stop. Go on, move on, determined not to give in and be strong. Look up, 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 my love, look up.
Are you ready? Good evening. All right. Welcome back. As we're ready to do some deliverance and free up some areas of people's lives here. Amen. All right. Let's get into this tonight. Remember, we're going to break these controlling things over the mind, these spirits that have gained control, whatever they might be, regardless, about a nervous stomach, about picking and biting your nails. That's also another one. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. That nervous, twitching stomach, come out, come out. That nervousness, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus right now, we come against that in Jesus' name. Go right now, all the way out. Twitching and nervous stomach, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there. I bind you. I break your control over people right now in the name of Jesus. Come out. Twitching and nervous stomach. You have to go. Come out of the stomach. Any demons lodged in the stomach, demons lodged in there, twitching, nervous stomach. In Jesus' name, we break your hold. Command you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of the stomach. Come out of there. All nervousness. Come out of the system. Come out of the mind. Come out. 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 All the way out. Biting your nails. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Come out. Let it go. Take a few calls. Let like that. Let them go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Brainwashing spirits, you come out. Brainwashing by the world. Brainwashing by demons, come out. That brainwashing, like the MK Ultra mind control, yo, that was a brainwashing. That was a control of the mind. But yeah, we break that brainwashing spirit. The demons are trying to brainwash people. They're trying to, you know, they're trying to gain control, complete control of the mind and have it think the way they want it to think and act the way they want it to act, and they have control of what comes in and how it comes in and the way that it's interpreted as well. So we command those mind control brainwashing spirits to come out right now. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. In Jesus' name, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. You come out of there, all the way out. All that brainwashing, mind control, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Everybody believes some lies. Everybody's taking on some brainwashing, no matter, you know, how much deliverance you had, how much spirituality you have. There's still some lies that are embedded because this whole world has been pumping lies down you since the day you were in your mother's womb. come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. You ever had anybody argue a lie with you and you knew it wasn't biblical, you knew it wasn't truth, but they were Christians and they were convinced, and you can't convince them. When they believe a lie, they've got a lie in there, and it's like it cannot talk them out of their lies. Come out of there, all the way out. All that brainwashing, all those lies, those lying mind control spirits that have lied and manipulated the minds, come out. Come out, 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 in Jesus' name, come out. All the way out, come 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 out. All the way out, go, go, go. Spirit of quitter, just wanting to quit, you come out. Come on, it's an old curse that you're just a quitter. Maybe mom spoke that over you or dad spoke it over you. You're just a quitter. Come out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break those word curses, yes. All word curses, you're just a quitter or you're just lazy or you're just going to have no good job or no value. You're not going to amount to anything. Come out. Come out of there. We break those word curses. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. We break those word curses spoken by parents and teachers or relatives. Come out. Brothers or sisters. Come out. Come out, all those word curses, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Or you're just a reject, you're just a black sheep, you're just a nobody. Come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. Go, go, we break all word curses, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way, all the way out, all the way out. We break false prophecies over you too, come out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. We break the curse on your employment and your work. We break any curse over your employment and your work. Come out. Come out all the way out. It doesn't seem to advance, doesn't seem to work right for you. Come out. All that curse on employment and work. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. We break that curse. We break that poverty. Come out. Come out. Can't get so far in life. And then you hit this poverty wall, this spirit that lets you get so much and no more, and you can't get beyond that, can't prosper beyond that. We break that curse over you in Jesus' name. All that poverty curse, we break that generational curse. We break that curse over you. We break that control. We loose you from poverty in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 out of there. All that poverty, go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Come out, poverty. Come out, poverty. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, up and out. All that poverty spirit, gotta go, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. That spirit of shyness, come out, spirit of shyness, come out, all the way out, all that shyness. Sometimes shyness is a covering for pride, too. Come out of there, but not always. Come out, all the way out, all that shyness. It could just be a spirit that got in somehow. Come out, all the way out, all that shyness. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, all the way up out of there, all that shyness in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Bible says we're bold as a lion. We're not shy. We're not called to be shy. We're called to be bold. Come out. All the way out, Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way up out of there, go, 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 all the way up out of there, go, go. We break the curses of never married and wanting to be married, but never married. We break that curse over you, come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. The Bible says not good that man should be alone. So we break the curse of being unmarried if you're wanting to be married. Some people, you know, don't need to get married, right? The Bible says it's better that you'd remain, you know, as I am, Paul said, that he wasn't married. But Peter was married. He had a mother-in-law that had fever that Jesus healed her, remember? Come out of there, all the way out, go. This curse of never married, not able to get married, come out. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out, go, 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 up, out, 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 all the way out, go, go, come out, never married, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, in Jesus' name, go, go, all the way up out of there, move in Jesus' name, keep moving, up out, about, all the way out of there, move, 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 keep moving out, all the way out, in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out. All the way out of there, up and out, out, out. Come on, go, 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 go. We break that curse of singleness. Go, if you want to be married, that is. If you want to be single, it's a blessing, not a curse, okay? Come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out, all the way out. Go, water witching spirit. If you ever been a part of water witching or had your ground water witch, come out. We break that curse over you. Come out. 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 Water witching spirit. Come out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, infirmity spirit, come out, infirmity spirit, continually sick spirits, come out. We break that curse too, come out, all the way out, infirmities of the bodies, come out, always sick with something, always something wrong. We break that curse of continually being sick, come out, 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 come out. Keep coming out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Yo, in Jesus' name, infirmities, infirmity of the body. Come on, up out of there, loose them and let them go. Come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out. All that infirmity, physical infirmities, go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Explosive spirit, you explode easily. Come out, that explosive spirit. Come out, 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 come out. That explosive spirit causes you to explode easily, blow up at people, blow up, you know, and just no reason to blow up. You just blow up. Come out, come out. Little things set you off. Come out of there. That explosiveness. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out, that explosiveness, pressure cooker spirit, just ready to blow up at it, you know, and with this steam, you know, just, yeah, all that, come out of there, that pressure cooker, raging spirit, come out, explosiveness, pressure cooker, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. All the way out of Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go. Go, spirit of sadness, come out. Spirit of sadness, you come out. Spirit of sadness, come out of there. Sadness, being sad all the time, no joy. Come out in Jesus' name. Go all the way out. All that sadness, grumbling all the time about everything. Come out all the way out. No happiness, no joy, just grumbling about life and grumbling about this and grumbling about that. Everything is grumble. Come out, grumbling spirit. Come out, 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 grumbling spirit. I bind you. Come out, grumbling spirit, sad spirit. Come out, 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 come out. Come on, all the way out. Break that power of that sad spirit, sadness. Come out. Come out of there. All that sadness. Go. Come out. Come out of there. The blood of Jesus against you. The blood of Jesus against you. Come out of there. Sadness. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. All the way out. Sorrow, sadness, grief. Come out. 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 Come out, sorrow. Come out, grief. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of withdrawal calls you to withdraw from life, withdraw from people. Come out. All that withdrawal, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. Withdrawal spirit, escapism spirit, withdrawing spirits. Come out, come out, come out, come out of there, up and out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out. all the way up out of there. Go up and out of there. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, you have to go all the way out, all the way out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, all the way. You got to go, 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 all the way. Performance. Spirit of performance, always having to perform, feeling like you just never do enough, never can be enough, never can be pleasing enough. Come out, all that performance, pushing yourself, performing, all the time performing. Usually it's because parents, they put something on you when you were little. Come out, come out. You always had to perform for mom and dad or mom or dad. Come out of there, all that performance spirit. Got to go in Jesus' name. Come out. All that performance. Come out. Come out. Some people spend their whole lives on the performance merry-go-round and never get anywhere. Come out because of that. Go all the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, go. All that performance. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. Go. All the way. Spirit of discord, always being in discord, never at peace. Something's always discord, or you're finding fault, fault finding. Come out of there, all the way out, fault finding. Spirit, come out, come out. Discord and fault finding, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, all the way out. The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus against you, demons. Come out. Come on, all that fault finding, come out. Everybody got fault. Of course they do. Everybody has fault. But some people are just always looking for everybody's fault. And they spend all their time looking at other people's faults. And, yeah, you come out of there right now. Fault finding spirits, go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there all the way out. All the way out. We break your power. Come out. Judging people. The Bible says, judge not lest you be judged. See, that's why some people are bearing the fruit of judging right now, and it's come back on them. All right? Not the same if you judge somebody who says they're a Christian and they're an adulterer. You got to judge them and remove the wicked one from among you, the Bible says. But I'm talking about judging your brothers and sisters. You know, and doing it when there's no reason to be judging them like that. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Or even judging your parents. You could judge your parents and have that come back on you too, and you could repeat what they did to you and for judging them, you know. You come out of there right now. We break that bitter root judgment off of you and command the spirits of judging that came in there through you doing that. Come out now, come out now, come out. Come out so you don't have to reap that. Come out. In the name of Jesus, we break the curse, and you repented for it, right? You repent for judging. Come out of there, all the way out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out. We break any spirits of divorce. In Jesus' name, spirit of divorce. The statistics are if you had one divorce, easy to get another one, see, because you already did once, right? So if you have divorced and you're remarried, then we break that curse over you. And I know the Bible said don't divorce, so I'm not purporting divorce. I'm not supporting it, you know, but it has happened to so many Christians in this society for various reasons. So anyway, we break the curse of divorce in Jesus' name and command those spirits of divorce to come out of people right now. Go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. It's not the unpardonable sin, that's for certain, according to the word, that's for sure. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all that spirit of divorce, come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, all those spirits of divorce. Come out, come out, spirit of divorce. You gotta go, you gotta go, you gotta go all the way out. Divorce, Jesus' name, go in Jesus' name, go in Jesus' name. Terrified spirit, terrified. A lot of people are terrified in Jesus' name. Sometimes by a nightmare they can be terrified, but we just command all that terrifying spirits to come out. That terror, All that terror, come out, come on, all the way out, terrified, come out, 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 all the way out, come out, terrified spirit, let it go, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, terrified, Jesus' name, and terror, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name. Fear of crime, come out. That spirit of fear that you're going to have a crime committed to you, you'll be robbed, raped, or killed, or something, come out. All the way out, that fear. Fear of robbery, fear of crime coming against you, come out. In Jesus' name, some people are so scared nowadays because, you know, the media made them scared. They listen to that garbage and they... Well, you know, I know you need to be wise. You don't put yourself in harm's way, but, you know, you also can't be afraid to go out on the street. You can't be afraid to go buy groceries and, you know, go out to job and work. You know, the enemy wants to just terrify people that something bad's going to happen to them or to their family members. Come out, all the way out. Go, all that fear. Fear of something bad's going to happen. Fear of crime. Fear of the future. Come out. All the way out of there. Go, go. Fear of accidents. Fear of someone breaking in your house. Come out. Come out. Fear of someone stealing your car. Come out. Come out. Come out. Robbing your purse. Stealing your purse. Come out. All the way out. Raping you. Come out. Fear of rape. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Come 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 out of there. All the way. Go. In Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, all the way up out of there. Loose them and let them go all the way out, all the way out. All those fears of these things happening, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out all the way out, all the way up and out of there. Move in the name of Jesus, all the way, in Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. All depression, you go. All those spirits of depression, mental depression, mental, you know, having depression in the mind, come out of there right now. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. All that spirit of depression in there. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on up out of there. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Up and out of there. Up and out of there. Go, 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 go. Keep going. Up out. Up and out. All that depression. Come out. All that anxiety. Go. All that anxiety. Loose them and let them go. Come on. All that, we're talking to you, anxiety. Let them go now. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Loose them and let them go. The blood of Jesus is against you, demon. Come out of there. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. All that anxiety, all that moodiness, come on. All that moodiness, controlled by your moods, come out. Come out. All that moodiness, come out. We break your power. Come out. In the name of Jesus, come out of there. Moodiness, come out. Come out. Come out, you moody spirits. Come out. All the way out. You've been listening to the moody blues or some evil from the past. Come on, really. Don't go there. Come out. In Jesus' name. Go. Some people make gods out of their music and they're hooked on oldie goldies and listen to that stuff all the time. Someone told me that one of their mates their mate was listening all night to ungodly music all night. Well, you think that that's going to build you up spiritually? That's going to tear you down spiritually. That's going to cause you to backslide. And instead of moving forward, you're moving backwards. So you need to reject the ungodly music because the ungodly music is sent out with spirits anyway. That's been proven. They send out demons with their music to try to, you know, get attached to people. And of course, they do get released with the album to make the album sell and stuff. And yeah, and so come out of there right now, the CDs, that is, you know, come out of there, all the way out. All those rock music spirits, those country music spirits, those ungodly music spirits, there's attraction and soul ties with these musics, come out, all the way out. Let it go. Cough them out. Breathe them out. Let them go. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way up out of there. Attraction to ungodly music. Addiction to ungodly music, come out. Come out, come out, come out of there, up and out of there. Come on, soul ties with ungodly music. We break and cut and sever those soul ties with the ungodly music and the ungodly. Come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name, go all the way out, all the way out. All that attraction to that music and attraction to this world system, that ungodly attraction, spirit of attraction, spirit of fascination, you come out. Come on, spirit of fascination with the world and with the music and different things of the world, Hollywood, come out of there. All the way out, all the way out, all the way. Come out, fascination spirits, come out, come out, come out. Seduction spirits, seducing. These are all seducing spirits. Music is seduction, ungodly music, seducing music, okay? Seducing movies, seducing. Come out of there. All those seducing spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, all those seducing spirits of the world, those seducing spirits, come on, let them go, breathe them out, whew, all the way out of there. Come on, let them go, in Jesus' name, yawning, coughing, sighing, burping, screaming, just let them go, all the way out of there, go. All that fascination with the world, all that addiction to the world, come on, you love the world. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. But if you love the world, then you're the love of the Father is not. So come out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. Father, we thank you for this deliverance time tonight. We thank you for blessing and ministering to people and, Lord, setting them free. In Jesus' name, from every wicked spirit, Lord, thank you for freedom. Thank you for liberty. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory and seal this deliverance to the people who have received, Lord, and let them continue to walk in it and have more and more and more as we go toward that full day of your return. We look forward to it, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for being here tonight. Appreciate you all. And the Lord bless you. We love you, and we're praying for you. Pray for the listeners' broadcast and those who support financially, Lord, we thank you for them, Lord, and indeed, and we ask you to bless them for your glory. And we thank you, folks, too, as well. And we hope to see you again next week. Love you, and continue to pray for you.
In the morning, I will direct my prayer unto thee and will look up, and will look up, and will look up, and will look up.
All right. Well, we have come to the end of another broadcast, and time together is ending here for this week. And I do appreciate you faithful listeners, those that do listen faithfully, and do appreciate you and pray the Lord blesses your life with his goodness and his grace and his love, and just continually pour out every good and perfect gift from above upon you, like the word says. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above, and so we know that we can receive those, and I pray you will receive them and that they will be abundant toward you, because he loves you so much, and we got to always remember that he loves us. But there are those that he loves and they have rejected him. That's a different story. They never received him. They rejected the Lord. They rejected his salvation. And so they have no hope in this world. But maybe the Lord will give us opportunity to share with some of them. And I certainly hope so, that they will get saved before it's too late. Because it will be too late someday. And they will not be able to choose Jesus once eternity. You know, it's the point that a man wants to die and then the judgment. So we do pray these lost people will get saved. They need Jesus. I mean, maybe some of them want to go to hell. I don't know. The way they live and they act and the rejection toward the God, you wonder. I mean, they seem like they don't want to have eternity with Christ. And maybe they wouldn't be happy there. I don't know. Anyway, I pray that people do see the loving, caring Lord and his mercy that he's had on the human race. And I hope that we can share that with more people before, you know, it's all over. Amen. And that they will respond. And I thank God that you have responded, though. I thank God that you're in the kingdom. Bless you. And we appreciate you being here and listening, being a part of this broadcast. Thank you for supporting it, those of you who support it, with your prayers and your financial giving. Lord bless you for that. All right, well, we're going to say goodbye for tonight, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Bye-bye now, and the Lord bless you.